2.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Am I the only one who thinks we throw around that phrase a little bit too much, a little bit too easily, okay? This is we don't need to be throwing it around like that. You don't need to tell people to have a Happy New Year because, quite frankly, some people don't deserve it, you know? You hear all the time on like a TV show or whatever, like the news or some shit, they'll be like, I hope everybody has a Happy New Year. Everybody? Like every single one of, like, have you fucking, you're telling me even your racist great aunt deserves a Happy New Year? I mean, to be quite frank, I don't think she deserves a new year, period. Fucking, she doesn't deserve to see another year at all, like whatsoever. Like, fucking, she doesn't deserve to see another number fucking get put on the calendar, okay? She saw 1922. There's absolutely no reason that she needs to see 2022. I mean, come on, like, what's happening, okay? She deserves a Happy New Year. She doesn't deserve to live, okay? Fucking, I don't, all right? Fuck, man. If it's your first time here, that's it, and you're thinking, holy shit, this is gonna be a morbid episode. He probably never starts like this. No, every episode starts very, I think the last like four episodes started with a suicide joke. I was trying to steer away from that, but somehow, some way, I always find my way into like some death joke. I don't know why. Anyways, seriously though, that aunt, dude, she's like 105, right? Maybe she got COVID in, I don't know, let's say September, and you're sitting there, you're like, oh, fucking yes, right? You get a call from your mom. You're like, listen, your great aunt May does have COVID. You do a little fist pump. You're like, fuck that bitch. Fucking whore. Fucking hater. Fucking stupid cunt. You're like, yes. Finally, the good Lord giveth. The good Lord giveth. And then all of a sudden, she fucking walks in on Christmas. And you're like, son of a bitch. You're like, hey, Aunt May, how are you? You give her a hug. You look at your cousin. You're like, how the fuck is she still alive? Holy hell, man. She's 105. How the fuck? She was in like the ICU for months. Just like, you're like, there's no way. She walks in that door. You're like, what the fuck? I don't know, man. I mean, hey, the good Lord giveth, but the good Lord also taketh away. You know? Fucking, it happens, man. It happens. It's one of those things, too. You know, people are always like, why do bad things happen to good people? You know, some five-year-old dies from cancer. Terrible. Horrible thing. But then, why do good things happen to bad people, right? Some little five-year-old dies from cancer, terrible, everybody's questioning why it happens, but nope. But then your fucking racist great aunt walks in and she drops the hard R three times before dinner's even ready, and you're like, who the fuck is allowing her to live, right? Like, who? Fuck, man. If I was the one in charge of like putting her in a home, I'd be like, listen, you know, maybe. I mean, it's really not that hard to kill somebody that old. All you gotta, actually, I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna retract that statement. I'm gonna pull that back. I'm gonna stop talking because that, whatever was about, what was about to come out of my mouth was gonna be the most vulgar shit I've ever said on here. And I don't need, you know what? Fuck it. You know what? Who cares? Why do I care? You know how you want to kill somebody that old? You know how they have like the pill containers? This is so bad. You know how they have like the pill containers? Wait. With like, so it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like the days of the week, they have all the pills in there that they need to take on that day. Dude, all you got to do, fucking shuffle the pills up a little bit, play a little Scrabble. Your grandma looks at you, that great aunt looks at you. She's fucking half colorblind anyways. She looks at it. She's like, is this the green pill? You're like, yeah. You threw some Adderall in there. Is that my blood pressure? Yeah. Oh yeah. It's your blood pressure, you old bat. Fucking dude, she'll be dead by noon. I don't know. You know, is that murder technically? Attempted murder? Meditated, premeditated murder? It's something, man. It's definitely illegal. Don't do that. I don't want to give any new ideas. If you get the idea from me and you go to jail for it, just don't say that I'm an accomplice. I didn't have anything to do with this. I got to start putting a disclaimer in the description. Be like, don't fucking copy anything I say. So I don't get fucking sued. I don't think you can sue me though, because it's like comedy. I don't know. Who knows? Anyways. Also, Happy New Year. You know, that's kind of, I hate when people say it, that's kind of a lofty goal. You know what I'm saying? Everybody walks around, they're like, hey, I have a happy new year. I'll fucking... You're asking a lot. Okay? You're asking a lot for me. Okay? How about, like, have a nice weekend? Let's start there, right? Let's start small and then build our way up. You know, everybody's like, have a happy new... That's a lot. Every day? Tell me every single day I gotta be happy. That's... Okay? I'm fucking... All right, Mark? I'm gonna do my fucking best. Okay? Have a happy new year. I'm gonna try my best, Mark. Okay? If you got a problem with that, fucking let's take it outside, fuckboy. I'm going to try my little best, all right, to have a happy new year. But right now, I'm just trying to focus on having a happy today, okay? So let's not look so far into the future. Happy new year. How about a happy tomorrow, okay? How about I'm happy in the next 30 minutes? Let's start there, okay? Let's not ponder our little mind all the way into next year. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, we're in that shitty time of year now where it's right after Christmas and right before New Year. So it's kind of like that little funk. I don't even know. Somebody on Twitter called it the taint of the year. I 1000% agree. You could not have explained that better. So whoever tweeted that, God bless your little soul. It's amazing. And I really love that I could use this analogy on my podcast here. But the thing... The thing is, this is the worst time of the year, right? Right after Christmas, right before New Year's, because now people start rolling around and they're like, fucking, what's your New Year's resolution? It's so annoying, right? People are like, what's your New Year's resolution? What's my New Year's resolution? I don't know. Fucking not jump off a bridge. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, I'm kidding. Obviously, kind of. I'm kidding, kind of. I'm not really. I'm kidding. I'm stressed. Okay, let's start there. Like, people fucking... They're like I always laugh at a lot of people's New Year's resolutions because they never actually, a lot of people never want to fix like the root problem of their life. They always just try and like find something else, you know, that they see on like Pinterest and they think is fun and cool and you know, super, super, super dashing and they think it's going to be awesome and really change their lives. And not only obviously we know a lot of people don't stick with it. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else here because I don't even think I made a New Year's resolution last year. Or actually if we're getting technical, my resolution for the year, I guess, it was more of a goal, was just continuously gain more followers on TikTok, YouTube, I went into the year with like 250,000 on TikTok, now I have 1.2, I have like 30-some thousand on Instagram, fucking YouTube, 50K and everything. I mean, next year, fucking everything's getting 10 times, fucking 10 mil on TikTok. You watch, you little bitch. I'm going to be fucking touring the country in a tour bus doing comedy. Anyways, people always want to bring up their New Year's resolution. And I always find it very funny because to be like, yeah, I really want to turn my health around. I'm going to really focus on eating more greens this year. It's like, listen, okay, you smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's not the lack of vegetables that gave you lung cancer. Okay, I don't fucking, you know what I'm saying? They're like, I think I'm going to add more greens. I think it's going to help my diet. You know what else would help your diet? Probably not smoking 3 packs of cigarettes every hour. That would probably also help your diet. And then they're like, well, I can't give that up. That's the point of a New Year's resolution. You know, like people, what the fuck? What the fuck? Shit. Dude, my nail's falling off. Fuck. It got stepped on a while ago. I was playing fucking, it was the Turkey Bowl. This was during Thanksgiving. It was me and my friends. So I'm just going to explain it. My toe has been black and blue for a while. And I was just praying that the nail wasn't going to fall off. And I'm really confused because the top of my toe was growing. But now I'm looking at my toe and the entire bottom of the toenail is disconnected from my foot. So I don't think that's going to grow back. I'm going to have to rip that off later. Oh my God. Do you know how long it takes a fucking toenail to grow back? Like 6 months, dude. Now I can never take my socks off ever. I could physically never take my socks off because I'm going to be somewhere. And not that I go to people's homes and take my socks off. Like, that's weird. Like, don't do that. If you do that, don't do that. That's weird. Don't fucking. I hate, dude. You ever see have somebody come into your house? And they're like, can I take my shoes off? And they're like, oh, I'm just going to take my. Or they don't ask, but they're like, I'm just going to take my shoes off. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And then they take their socks off with it. I'm like, Tony, I didn't say you could do that. Nobody said you could take your fucking socks off. Or it's even worse when people walk in and you don't know that there's one of the, that they're one of those people who think like socks are like a social construct, and they're like, oh, that's just, the government wants me to wear socks. No, no, no. I want you to wear socks because your feet smell like dog shit. Okay, it's not a social construct. Okay, this isn't like you wear socks so that you don't fucking write. And a lot of these people are like runners. They're like, the socks constrict me. No, they don't. No, they don't. And then they're like, and then they always wonder why there's like 80 blisters on their feet. That's because you don't wear socks. Your foot is not supposed to rub on the inside of the shoe like that. And then they take their fucking foot out and they have 3 missing toenails and 8 bunions. It's like, how the fuck do you walk? How do you walk, dude? It looks like fucking you got Pangea on the bottom of your foot, man. It looks like a fucking, reservoir with a cave inside of your toe. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your feet, man? Jesus Christ. It's ridiculous. Anyways, yeah, now I got to be that guy with no toe or whatever for a while. Now I can't, dude, hopefully it grows back by the summer. I physically am not going to be able to, fucking go in the water. I'm going to have to buy water shoes. They're going to be like, Anthony, what are you doing? I'm going to be like, fuck it. I'm that guy now. I'm a water shoe guy. I just think it's important for my overall health and well-being to wear water shoes. I take it. And they're like, just take it off. I take it off. They're like, what the fuck is that? Put your shoes on. Fuck, man. Is that an STD? Holy fuck. Is that gonorrhea on your toe? The fuck? Oh, my God. What were you talking about? Oh, yeah. New Year's resolutions. Yeah, a lot of people, dude. Sorry. Back to that. New Year's resolutions. Like, you're not... A lot of people don't understand what New Year's resolution means. Like, you're not resolving anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, a lot of people just fucking throw these goals out there and they don't actually fucking... They don't give a shit, dude. Like, a lot of people... They also have... A lot of people have, like, really lofty. Like, really far out there goals. Like, they're like, I'm going to fucking, you know, or kind of like ridiculous ones, you know, like people are going to be like, I'm going to run 300 or like, you know, I'm going to run 1,000 miles this year. Okay. I mean, just kill yourself. It's much quicker. Like, that's what you're going to end up doing, right? You're going to reach that point eventually. Like, I'm going to run 1,000 miles. For what? Like, for what? They're like, I want to get in better shape. Yeah, you could run a lot less to get in better shape. There's like a lot less things you could do. Okay. You clearly got a lot of psychological issues going on upstairs, and you think running away from them quite literally is going to solve those. It's not. Just go to therapy and you don't need to run 1,000 miles. It's actually a lot easier than that. You actually don't need to do that. You don't need to do all that. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. Okay? Seriously, though, a lot of people just don't know how to make New Year's resolutions, and it's annoying when they talk to me and they always want to be like, hey, you know, what's your New Year's resolution? To talk to you less, okay? Because that's what I want to say to half these people, you know what I'm saying? They're like, what's your New Year's resolution? Fucking to not see you anymore, okay? I would honestly prefer that. And they're like, that's not a resolution. Actually, yeah, it would resolve my fucking headaches, Deborah. So fucking figure that out, you dumb bitch, okay? Fucking, it's not going to resolve it. It's going to resolve a lot of headaches, actually. So it actually is going to help my life. And it's like, well, that's not very nice. I don't give a fuck. Also, I hate the people that are like, I'm going to be better. I'm going to be a better, my New Year's resolution is to be a better person. Why? Like, for what? Because it's the nice thing to do. People suck. Fuck them. You don't have to be a better person. For what? Who cares? Be an asshole. Who really, right? Who cares? Doesn't matter. I'm going to be a better person. Who cares? Who cares? Also, most of them, they're always like, I'm going to be a better person. And then, like, sometime in January, you'll, like, be eating lunch with them somewhere. And then they'll be, like, looking at someone. They'll be like, I don't. Right? They say they're going to be nicer, but they just, instead of becoming nicer, they just get a little bit more passive aggressive. And they don't actually say what they mean, but they feel the same way. Like, they don't actually become a nicer person. They just say it in a different way. Like, they'll see somebody in public and they'll be looking. They'll be like, I would not have worn that with that. But I mean, that with that is not what I would have done, but they did it. They did it, but I would not have done that. Like, in their head, they're saying that outfit's terrible and you look like a sleazy fuck. That's what they're saying, but they won't say it because they're a nicer person. You're not a nicer person, okay? Just fucking figure out real life goals, okay? Maybe, like, you're going to fucking pursue... A new career. You're gonna fucking, you know, you're gonna exercise more, or maybe you're gonna exercise less. Who knows, right? Everybody says new year, new me. That doesn't mean that it needs to be positive. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I'm thinking about a new year, new me. Maybe I'm gonna get addicted to cigarettes. T- technically, right? New year, new me. That's going to be a new me. I don't smoke cigarettes, but maybe in the new year, I get addicted to it. That's my New Year's resolution. New year, new me. Fucking new year, new me. Oh, I'm going to get as many STDs as possible. I'm going to be like the fucking... I'm going to be like collecting all Infinity Stones. I'm going to be like gonorrhea, AIDS, fucking HIV. By the end of the year, I'm going to have every Infinity Stone. I'm going to be like, I have fucking every STD on my cock. That's what I'm going to do. That's my new goal. New year, new me. Right? New year, new me. Can't say anything about it. Technically, it's a new me. Nobody ever said it has to be positive. It doesn't. It doesn't. As long as you turn out different the next year, maybe you want to go on a retreat. Meet some weird people in a forest. Maybe do some mushrooms. Maybe you come back with long hair, a bunch of tattoos, and a new perspective on life that now all of a sudden you worship trees. I don't know. Maybe you come back as the Lorax. I'm not sure. But just do you. New year, new you, man. Figure your life out or don't figure it out. Right? If bettering your life is too hard, right? If you're closer to rock bottom than you are to like the peak of your life, just start digging deeper, because it's going to be much easier to get there than it is to go up. I'm just kidding. You guys do what you want. Have a fun little life. I don't know. You know, new year, new me. Have a happy new year. Have a happy new year, right? Honestly, we could cancel people for saying that now. You could cancel people for anything. All you got to do is just find a loophole. I love finding loopholes, right? Somebody tells you to have a happy new year, just fucking blast them on Twitter. Be like, how did you not know that I have seasonal depression? And having a happy new year is actually, you're asking a lot. You're fucking asking a lot from me. That is too much. Happy New Year. Fucking, oh yeah, why don't you fucking bring your grandma back from the dead? Yeah, why don't you figure that out? Because that's just as hard as me getting happy. Somebody chirps you. How about try not being blind in the new year, you Mark? Huh? You want me to be happy? Try it not. Try seeing, huh? Buy glasses. I'm sorry. That might have been too far. Oh my God. Try not using that silly stick when you walk. I'm sorry. Listen, we love the blind here. We love the blind.
I think based on percentages, technically, I think I should have at least one blind listener. I just want to let you know that if you haven't turned off this podcast, I love you for that, because that means that you could take a joke and you think this is funny and you have a great sense of humor. And if you are blind and you are listening, please, for the love of God, DM me on Instagram, because I would love to hear from you and I would love to get your feedback. Because if you could take a joke like that, you're clearly a great person to hang out with, and I would love to get coffee. Oh my God. By the way, that wasn't me saying, obviously, try seeing. That was me cosplaying as somebody who's severely mentally ill, getting angry at somebody else. I just wanted to clarify. Not that it really matters. I would have said that as well if I wasn't cosplaying. But anyways... what else did we want to do here? Honestly, one more thing I wanted to say really quick. There was this fucking lady at the gym that I physically wanted to I was getting physically angry. Like, if you saw my face at the gym, I was getting like very upset. She had a workout going on her phone that she had this mat out, right? Oh, by the way, this is episode 24. I know, I forget. Listen, if it's your first time here and you're like, why didn't he fucking say what podcast I was listening to? Because you can read. Because you can read. I don't have to come on here every time and be like, welcome to Kicking It With Cause. This is episode 24. You could read. You could, but the blind won't know. Son of a bitch. Canceled. Fuck. I'm sorry. Fuck. Now I got to write an apology letter. I'm so terribly sorry to the blind community. You guys can't read, technically. You can't see the words. I'm sorry. I don't know how to put Braille on an iPhone. That's on me. I'm so sorry. That's my fault. It's my fault that I did not contact somebody at Apple first to make sure that they had Braille on the iPhone before I made that joke. I'm taking full responsibility of that. That's my fault. But for all you blind listeners, this is episode 24. I got you guys. Fucking one love. One love, baby. One love. Anyways, there was this bitch at the gym who was working out. I was getting physically upset. She was working out. She was doing like exercises. Obviously, that's what you do at the gym. And she's working out, right? And she has her laptop next to her. She's on a Zoom call on one half of her screen. The other half of her screen is her work email. And in front of her on her phone, she was listening to a movie through one of her headphones, because I noticed she had two different headphones in. So clearly one of the headphones was listening to the movie. The other headphone was listening to the Zoom meeting while she was checking her email. And she was also simultaneously doing mountain climbers on her fucking mat. If I was her boss, imagine being her boss. What do you say? I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? What's going on? That's like, you know, people say try and multitask. How about try and do less, lady? You don't have to do everything at once. Like fucking, you know, not once have I thought, you know what, today I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm going to bring my laptop to the gym. No, leave your laptop at home. Nobody should need to tell you that. Nobody should need to verbally tell you to not bring your laptop to the gym. Why do you need to be told to not bring your laptop to the gym? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what? Your laptop? Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. I just wanted to share because she pissed me off, man. I didn't like it at all. I did not like it. Anyways, let's move on to current events, because I don't think I hit them last week. Somebody actually DM'd me, which I appreciate the feedback. Before I get into current events here, let me just explain. Somebody DM'd me and they were like, I'm going to be honest with you. Last episode, I felt like you were all over the place. I feel like you need notes. And you know what? When I was editing it back, I'm going to be honest, I also felt like I needed notes. So you honestly said what I was thinking, but I just needed to hear it from somebody else. And quite honestly, I do appreciate the feedback. So today I have notes and I already know that this episode has already gone phenomenally better than the last episode because I have notes to make sure I know where I'm at all times. Anyways, so I do appreciate the feedback. And if you guys ever have feedback about some shit or like suggestions, I always tell you, throw me suggestions. Like if you have a segment idea or something like that, like feel free to absolutely DM the podcast at Kicking It With Kaz on Instagram. Feel free. Do not hesitate. But at the same time, if you do say some stupid shit, right? Because there are stupid questions. I hate when teachers are like, there's no stupid questions. Like, no, there always are stupid questions. Like, there's always stupid questions every single time. So if you say some fuck shit, I will have to put you on blast and violate you on the episode. But feel free to submit questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are no dumb questions, but every question you ask is fucking stupid. So just keep that in mind when you're DMing the podcast. Anyways, current events. What do we got? Have you guys seen these euthanasia pods? No. Let's get rid of them, right? I don't know if you've seen them. If you're watching the video, I'm not going to put a picture of them on the screen. I'm just going to explain them because I really don't want that to be in my Google search history, because then next thing you know, my FBI agent's going to find me and then I'm going to get suggested therapists near me, right? Or possibly the suicide help hotline. And I don't need that in my Google search history. So basically what they are is they look like kind of like a futuristic bed. If you could think about it, it's kind of like a tube or whatever. Like it's a little tube and it's got like glass on it. And essentially what it is like you're supposed to, if someone's like, it's right. They call them euthanasia pods, right? The government calls them, you know, they're like, look, euthanasia pods. You're like, oh, that sounds fun. But in reality, it's a pod where you get to kill yourself. That's what it is. They're like, right? I was reading this article. It was trying to explain it and make it sound like a good idea, but they were just doing a terrible job at it. They were like, so it's called the euthanasia pod. And I was like, okay. And basically what it is you get inside, you lock it, and you can't get out. No getting out of there. And there's glass on it. You could see everything around you. And when you click the button, you go to sleep. And I go, so I click the button to kill myself. And they go, no, you click the button and you go to sleep. And I go, you click the button to kill yourself. And they go, no, you click the button to go to sleep. And I go, all right, you click the button to go to sleep. I'm sorry. Anyways, basically what it should be called is suicidal pods, right? Suicidal pods 2.0, because we already had Tide Pods, which could also kill you, and people were eating those. So this is, think of it, this is like Tide Pods 2.0, except instead of eating it, you get inside and it sucks the life out of you. And so you can't, and I don't mean suck the life out of you in a good way. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean it in the kind of way as in like suck the life out of you, as in like a blowjob with no teeth. That's a different story for a different time. But what I am saying is suck the life out of you, as in you are no longer living. It is the most fucked up shit ever. This article essentially goes away. It goes, it's a great, there was like, I don't know who is they were quoting. I don't remember if it was like a doctor. It was probably the dickhead who invented it, who was like, fucking thought this was a phenomenal idea. But basically, they were, whoever they were quoting was talking about it in this article, and they were going and they were saying like, oh, like it's such so great. So you buy the pod, and then you get inside the pod, and you could be transported to anywhere, your favorite place, and you bring your whole family with, and they could see you take your last breath. And then when you're ready, you click the button and you just go to sleep. And I go, think about how this would sound in the future. Imagine your friend, right? It's in the future, and your friend goes, hey, dude, I'm having this party tonight. Are you coming through? And you go, no, I'm sorry, I can't come tonight. I have to wake up early tomorrow to watch my grandmother kill herself. And you go, and the good friend's like, what? What? What do you, this is like a scheduled event? And you're like, yeah, she's, I have to go watch, right? She's going, they're putting her inside this time capsule, and they're putting her next to the river. And then when she clicks the button, we're all going to watch her kill herself. And he's like, oh, what the fuck? Why would you want to go see that? It's like, it's, I don't know. My grandma wants everybody. My grandma was like, this is going to be great. Which, by the way, in my head, how is this any different than, right? You invite your entire family to this field, and you have to tell your friend. You can be like, oh, it's like, what are you doing tomorrow? It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to wake up, probably eat breakfast at the gym, and then right around noon, we're all going to go into a field, and my grandma's going to kill herself. And then after that, I'm free, to be honest with you. But it's like, tell me how it's different. Listen to this. Tell me how this is different than bringing your entire family to say, oh, I don't know, the Golden Gate Bridge, and having a little party, right? Getting a little crazy, right? Maybe drinking some liquor, doing what you want. And then when 8 o'clock rolls around, you jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. Tell me how that is different. Tell me how it's different. In my mind, it's the same thing, except maybe the pod is less morbid because you don't have to watch somebody splat 150 feet into some stones. Maybe it's a little different, but it's the same thing, right? It's this, I don't understand. Like, why would you want your entire family to be surrounding you? And now you're sitting there, and what if all of a sudden you're like, I kind of changed my mind. Now you fucking, you either die or you fucking, or that's it. You die. That's the only option. There's no second choices. And I get that it's for, it's technically, I didn't explain this in the beginning, but it's supposed to be a new way of like assisted suicide. The way that it works is it takes, you click the button, all the oxygen goes away, which immediately puts you to sleep. And then the tank fills with nitrogen, which then immediately kills you. So supposedly they're like the victim will feel nothing and it's absolutely painless. But at the same time, there's not exactly any you know, reviews for the machine because all of their users are no longer able to access Yelp because they are dead, you know? So you can't exactly base it off of that. But, you know.
What's going on, everybody? We're going to take a quick break to introduce the sponsor of today's episode, HelloFresh. What is HelloFresh? You get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Make saving time your breeziest resolution with quick, convenient recipes delivered right to you. Just choose your meals and select your delivery date. HelloFresh handles the meal planning and shopping, so all you have to do is open your weekly box of pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes to get cooking. Listen, this time of year, everyone's looking to revamp their eating habits, right? New Year's resolutions, everybody's like, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But it's so difficult to get to the store, get the right ingredients, and that's where HelloFresh likes to step in. You look to HelloFresh wholesome, health-forward options, like over 30 calorie smart and protein smart recipes each week. So you're able to pick and choose whatever fits right in your life. Personally, I love HelloFresh. I legitimately love it. It's so simple. I love that everything that they give you is already pre-portioned, like I said previously, but it's so fantastic because then whatever comes, all you do is you just dump, right? You look at the package and you go, dump. You don't even have to think about it. It's already exactly what you need. You don't need to eyeball it and be like, is this the right amount? And then it tastes terrible. And then your whole dinner's ruined and you hate yourself. But with HelloFresh, it's easy, it's simple, it's quick, and it's affordable. So go to HelloFresh.com/causefree and use code causefree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/causefree with code causefree. Free. So make sure you check out HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Anyways, back to the episode.
I don't know. I think it's fucked up. Listen, when I'm older, I'm going to say this for my future kids so that when they listen back to this or when I force them to listen back to this, they're going to hear and they're going to know what I want later in life. If I ever get to a point where I'm in excruciating pain and, you know, because this is who the euthanasia pod is for, where it's like people who say they have like stage four cancer, they are going to die in a month. They're in excruciating pain. There's nothing the doctors could do to take the pain away. So instead, they could just give them a bunch of drugs, and then later that day, they could go in this pod and kill themselves. Or, right, I would not want to do that. I would want to be told, right? I actually wouldn't even want to be told. Don't tell me my results, right? Let's say, just God forbid I get anything, but if I ever get to a point in my life where I have some terminal illness where I am going to die in a month, but I don't know that, right? Don't tell me the results. I don't know that. All I want to see, right, is this is how I would like to be taken out. I would like to have a nice family party, okay? Have a family party, bring all my friends, my favorite foods, my favorite drinks, right? You bring a lot of things there. I'm having a good time. Like, this is phenomenal. I'm like, what's the occasion? They're like, we just love you so much, grandpa, right? Or like, we love you so much, dad, or something like that, who's ever talking to me in this story. And they go, we just love you so much. And I go, you guys, this is too much. They go, no, it's never enough for you. You're amazing. Don't even mention it. And I go, all right, thanks. And then at the end of the party, you go, grandpa, listen, right? Maybe not. Don't have my son do it because that's a little fucked up, right? Get like the grandkid who doesn't have a great connection to me. And he's kind of like, you know, if the old guy kicks the bucket, I'll cry, but I'm not going to care on Tuesday when the new Xbox comes out. He's going to be like, whatever, grandpa died. It's a big whoop. At least I'll get a new Xbox. And so, right? Or he's like, fucking grandpa dies. I get his Mercedes, you know? And he's like, honestly, you know, it's going to be sad on Sunday, but on Monday I'm driving around in a G-Wagon. So, I mean, is it really that bad? I mean, is it really that terrible? I never had a great connection to the guy anyways. But, right? This is how I want to go. I'm sorry. It's taking me a while to get there. I want somebody to take me out back. Right? We're not there yet, actually. You probably already know where this is going. When I die, or if I ever get to that point where I have a terminal illness and somebody needs to take me out, this is what I want to happen. I want it to be the end of the party, and I want one of the grandkids who I don't have a great connection with, right? Because otherwise they're going to be mortified. Trust me, they'll be mortified when it gets to the end of this. I want them to just be like, grandpa, I got some big news. And I go, what is it, little one? And he goes, Grandpa, he tosses me some keys. He goes, we got you a Ferrari. I go, no, you didn't. He go, yes, it is. It's right out back in the alley. I go, you son of a bitch. I'm on cloud nine right now, right? I'm walking. Maybe I got a little pep in my step. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I turn right. The one grandson takes me down the alley. I turn left and I go, where's the Ferrari? Dead. Bullet in the back of my head. Fucking gone. That's how if I ever have a terminal illness, that's what I want to happen. I want you to take me out back like a dog, act like nothing's wrong. And then when I look in the alley and I go, where's the Ferrari? Sleep. Throw my body in a bag, throw me down the river. Done. Absolutely not. Don't even have a funeral. Just fucking back of the head, gone forever. Maybe have a memorial service and be like, he was a good man. And he was a funny man. And he was a great man. And then that's it. And that's how I want to go. I don't want to be fucking clicking this button to kill myself. No. I would rather have a fucking grandchild of mine put a bullet in my head. Right? That's how, instead. Hopefully that never happens, but if it does, that is how I would prefer to go. It's a morbid story, but it's better than fucking sitting inside of a fucking futuristic time capsule to fucking end my life. That's weird, right? Because technically it is suicide. And they're like, no, but it's the machine that does it, but you click the button. And it's like, I hate the entire premise behind it. It's like you just click it when you're ready, whenever you feel ready, you know? And which, by the way, since we're on the topic of death, might as well just continue here. Funerals. Who ever decided that we need to like keep bodies around? You know what I'm saying? Like the person is dead. Like why? Like we don't need to keep their body. Like who, like, can you imagine like the first person who ever decided that we need to, or whoever suggested to like keep the body around? Like imagine like somebody's grandpa passes away and it's this kid and his cousin, let's say they're both like, I don't know, 18, 19, let's just say, you know, right? They're not kids, but they're sort of kind of not adults. They're young adults. Let's just, okay. And they go, fuck man, grandpa's dead. And he's like, yeah. And then the other dude's like, what if, hear me out. What if we like put his body in a box and like buried him in the ground? And the other guy was probably like, what the fuck? Are you fucking serious? And the other kid was like, no, I was just fucking around. I was just messing around. No, that would be silly. And crazy. No, I was just kidding. I was just fucking. No, I would. No, that's stupid. That's real. No, that was stupid. I shouldn't have said that. I'm just kidding. But like, right? Like, who thought? Like, they were like, this person died, and like, realistically, like, everybody should be cremated. Like, you know, that would make the most sense. I feel like, right? Like, why do we need to keep this body? Like, with they're dead, right? And like, funerals in general. You know what I'm saying? Like. They're weird. Like, why are we've just accepted this as a society as a whole, where we're just like, yeah, fucking somebody dies and then everyone, you know, we all go to a funeral home and we stare at the body and then we leave. Like, why are we doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I killed somebody, then called my friend, or not killed somebody, that's too far. That wouldn't make sense. That's a bad analogy. Let's restart. Let's say fucking, because I don't have any great grandparents left, so I'm going to say that instead. Let's say I have one great grandparent left. I'm sitting next to him. They drop dead. Right now, I call 20 of my friends and I go, hey guys, great gramps is dead in the chair. Do you guys want to come over and stare at him? If I say that, I am a psychopath, but if they die and then you call up a funeral home and they put them in a pretty little box, all of a sudden it's socially acceptable. Why? I would like to know. Seriously. Like what? I invite people over to look at a dead body, and I'm a psychopath. But I invite people to a funeral home to do the same thing, and we're having a celebration of life. That's, like, what's going on? Why do we put people in the ground? It freaks me out. Have you ever watched a dead body go into the ground? I watched it once. I watched it once, dude, and it flashes in my mind every single night that I go to sleep. I haven't spoken to anybody about it, and it kind of bothers me. That's also probably why I don't sleep. That probably also slips into my mind every once in a while. Dude, it's the most fucked up shit I've ever seen. Like, the body's just going in the ground forever. Like, why do we have cemeteries? Everybody should be cremated. There's absolutely no reason to have cemeteries at all. Why do we have them? And I hate it too. I've never verbally said this, but I hate when my family is like, we're going to go to the cemetery and see your great aunt. I go, fucking, what are we going to do? Stare at the dirt? She is dead. We are staring at grass in a field, standing over a fucking skeleton. Does anybody else notice that this is fucking insane? Am I the only one that thinks that this is fucking nuts? Right? What? Or like when people, it's even weirder when people buy like those big houses, like the mausoleum things, where it's like, and it's like people will buy it for like, say there's four people in their family. When they all die, all four of the caskets sit in this little house. Why in the fuck would I want to walk into a house with four dead bodies and stare at fucking boxes? Why would I want to do that? Right? I remember when I was always little, my parents be like, oh, this is Anthony. Say hi to your great grandpa. I'm saying hi to a fucking stone with letters on it. They're not actually there. That's just a body. They're somewhere in the sky. Okay? They're in heaven. Or, you know, their soul is floating around or whatever. They're not actually physically in the ground. I'm sorry. That got weird. Dude, I'm sorry I got so, like, energetic about this, but, like, it's so fucked up to me. It's the weirdest shit ever. Or, like, and, too, because, like, my family's religious. Like, we're, I've grown up Catholic. So, like, every funeral, they wheel the body into a church. And fucking, there's just a dead body in the middle of the altar. And then people walk up and tell stories. We can do this without the body. The body does not need to be here. There's absolutely no reason for the body. There's no reason I'd need to be looking at a dead body while we talk. We could tell stories. Yeah, we could tell stories about fucking great grandpa. Yeah, and how great he was in life and how awesome he was when he was alive. But we don't need to be staring at his dead carcass. There's absolutely no reason to be doing that. There's no reason for us to be staring at a dead carcass right now. The dead carcass could be taken out of the equation. It would actually make the day a lot better. Also, I hate you go to a funeral, you watch somebody get buried, and then after they go, all right, everybody just three blocks down the road to the left, we're going to go to this restaurant and we're going to have a nice meal. I'm not eating. I just fucking looked at a dead body, dude. I'm not eating your food. What the fuck? Right? And I hate it. I hate it. Everybody's like, oh, but it's a celebration of their life. That's awesome. No, we don't need to have a fucking dead body involved. Fuck. That's it. I'm done. I'm sorry. We're getting off that topic. This is, I don't even like talking about it. Oh my God. I can't, dude. I can't. I'm sorry. Next thing. I saw this thing. Somebody was complaining that they got sexually assaulted in the metaverse. Hey, buddy. It's not real. Yeah, sexual assault in real life. Yeah. Terrible. Horrible. Put in prison. You should be. Absolutely. Put in jail. No doubt. Wouldn't even question it. No second thoughts. Thrown in jail. Not to be taken out. That's fucked up. The metaverse. Not real. A video game. Literally not real. Literally not real. Literally not real. Those are the five things about it. It's literally not real. And I saw somebody online got pissed off. They were like, I was in the metaverse and
Somebody grabbed my boobs. You mean your fake AI tits. It's a video game, okay? If you're allowed to get a sexual assault charge in the metaverse, from video games, then I should be put in prison for life for the amount of dead bodies that I have humped. And that, okay, out of context, that sounds really different than what I mean, okay? I'm talking about Call of Duty. When I was younger, I used to play a lot of Call of Duty. If you play Call of Duty, you know you kill somebody and then you fucking hump them because it's funny, right? That's funny. Once again, the metaverse, much like Call of Duty, is not real, right? And so if you were able to get literal charges off of a video game, do you know how many people would be in jail? Probably half the population, because most games involve killing in some way or another. So are you telling me now we all have murder charges? Because if that's how this is going to work with the metaverse, we are going downhill and we are going downhill fast. We are going downhill and we are going downhill fast. I'm just saying. Once again, I don't know if you know this, the metaverse, not real. It is not real. Okay? Not real. Absolutely not real. Just wanted to let you know. Okay? If somebody chats to you and they're like, hey, I just grabbed your boob, I want you to remember you are inside of a video game and it is not real. That is all. Next thing. Mouthwash. This is the article title. Mouthwash is not currently recommended for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19. Why do they need to specify? Who didn't know? I just want to know the person who was like sitting in their house. They're like drinking a bottle of mouthwash a week and they're like fucking COVID free. I don't need shit besides my fucking mouthwash. And then after that, they were like contacting the government. They're guys, you guys should really check this out. I've swallowed a bottle of mouthwash a week. And for some reason, I can't see anymore, but I for some reason I've gone blind, but I also have not gotten COVID. So think about it. You know what I'm saying? What's next? Somebody calls the government. They're like, I drank a bottle of bleach. I can't see anymore, and I am in crippling pain, but I also have not had any COVID symptoms in the last 24 hours. Like, there's just some things you shouldn't need to specify, but unfortunately, people are stupid. Unfortunately, there's a lot of idiots in the world, and a lot of people are just gonna, they're like, you know, somebody calls in, they're like, so I just drank a fifth of vodka, and I'm in 30 minutes, and I'm violently throwing up, but I have not experienced COVID symptoms in the last 48 hours, so it works. It works. And then you're like, actually, I think you're just an alcoholic. No, I'm just staying COVID safe, baby. Just staying COVID safe. Oh my God, dude. That was just funny to me. I read that article title. I was like, what fucking idiots are fucking swallowing mouthwash every day and being like, I'd like to see COVID. Fucking try me. I'd like COVID to try me. I would, preferably. I would love to see them try. Anyways, let's get into questions. A lot of people get death threats every week anytime I skip questions. People get really upset. Like, I've gotten a lot of DMs. People are like, why do we even fucking put in questions when you don't even use them, you piece of shit? Listen, okay. Chill out. Oh, I forgot I also said that I would make fun of your New Year's resolutions. Maybe we'll get to that. Maybe we won't get to that. Okay, this one. If you wanted to get into a physical fight with a Karen and Emily, who's an Emily? And Emily are a fuckboy, who would you choose? A physical fight? I mean, first and foremost, Emily, I don't know who she is, but she's getting dropped. Okay, fucking Emily. I've never heard of an Emily. Who is an Emily? I'm going to look that up in the Urban Dictionary right now just so we could get a little bit of a better visual of this Emily character. But Emily is getting slapped, okay? I don't give a fuck. Emily and Karen are getting slapped. I don't care. Maybe, honestly, I probably wouldn't swing at Karen because she would sue.
like heavily, and I don't love that. So, Emily Urban Dictionary? Let's look. And Emily, dating one of your best friend exes when they aren't cool about it. So Emily's just like a bitch is what I'm... So Emily kind of just like tries to like screw you over, like tries to like ruin your life. Emily's getting dropped. I mean, all three are getting dropped. I think the fuckboy would put up the best fight, you know? Because some of them, a lot of them get into boxing for some reason. Every fuckboy on the internet, we know that. Like every TikTok fuckboy, like they're like, I'm hot. But what if I boxed? Cool, man. Like Vinny Hacker. Like, do I think Vinny Hacker could beat my ass? What is he, 5'11"? And he is smaller than me, but he did box for a little bit and he looked pretty good. So I do think Vinny Hacker could kick my ass. I'm not going to put that away, which honestly sucks to say because the man's a fucking, you know, he looks like a Greek god. So that's also sucks that he could kick my ass. I really don't have anything. I'm funnier than him. That's really all I got, which is, you know, which is honestly the most important thing. So I'm actually not too unhappy about that. But I think I would rather, I'd probably want to fight the Emily girl, if we're being honest here. Why? Because I'm going to walk away with an easy W. The Karen is probably going to, you know, some Karens, you know, they show up in a fucking wife beater with a sauce stain and a pack of cigarettes shoved fucking up their cooter and then one cigarette hanging off their ear and one cigarette in their mouth and a lighter in their right hand. I'm not going to lie. They get a good swing on me. They catch me slipping. I might get dropped and I don't need to get dropped like that on the internet. And that's a bad look for the brand. So I'm going to have to fight this Emily girl because even though she's a bitch, she's only a bitch with words. If she swung at me, I'd just eat it and then drop her bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would do. I wouldn't fight the fuckboy because you never know. You could get a fuckboy that's never fought in their life and I'd drop him easy. But there's also a flip. You might get the Vinny Hacker and he might kick my ass, which is not a good look. And you might get a Karen who knows how to swing, right? Because maybe the husband's a little bit abusive. So she had to learn a little bit of the 1-2. She had to learn how to throw back sometimes. And now she takes that anger out on me, this kid who's just trying to walk around and have a good day, but she's mad at me and she might swing and knock me out as well. But this Emily girl doesn't have a chance. So she's getting absolutely clobbered and she's not going to have a chance. So I'm fighting that Emily girl. Absolutely. How do you feel about flightless birds? I believe that no birds are flightless and they're just not trying hard enough. This is a very strong stance that I believe in. Turkeys. I believe that they're lazy. Penguins. Figure it out. Ostriches. There's absolutely no reason that a bird needs to have legs that long. Absolutely no reason. And a neck that long. If I saw, honestly, I think that some birds can't fly. I think God made some birds that can't fly because of how much of a nuisance they would be in society. Imagine if you were just walking your dog and an ostrich flew over your head. That thing is 12 feet long and will swallow your newborn child. So that's probably why they can't fly. You know what I'm saying? God initially, he was like, oh, let me fucking create a velociraptor and then it fucks shit up. And he was like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. So then he was halfway through making the ostrich and he goes, maybe I should make this thing fly. And then one of the angels was like, do you remember the velociraptor? And he goes, oh yeah, that fucks shit up. And he goes, yeah, it did fuck shit up. He goes, yeah, you know what? I'm going to make sure this didn't fly. I'm going to make sure that this doesn't fly. You know what I'm saying? I don't like flightless birds. It's weird. You know what I'm saying? It's also, I don't trust them. How do you have wings and you can't fly? You know, like that's sketchy. Like what other secrets are you keeping? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't trust you if you can't fly and you have wings. That's weird. That's odd, right? Penguins can't fly, but a Boeing fucking 757 or whatever those stupid little numbers are, you're telling me a fucking 1 ton or possibly more. I'm not sure how much a plane weighs, but a giant piece of scrap metal, essentially, with a couple of fucking engines on the back, can fly 30,000 feet in the air, but a fucking penguin with wings can't get more than an inch off the ground? Suspicious. Suspicious. Extremely suspicious. And I don't like it. I really don't like it. And it's weird and unsettling, to be honest with you, because you look at a penguin and you go, you should be able to fly. And the penguin goes, like, fucking, I can't. I don't like that about him. I do not like that about him. And it's suspicious and dangerous, quite honestly. It's weird. And I don't like it. I hate flightless birds. And that's where I'm at. That is my stance. It's fucking, if you have wings, you should be able to fly. That's point said match, period. That is it. I, off the top of my dome, I can't think of another bird who can't fly with wings that scares me. But just know that if they're out there, I don't like them. Just know. Just know. What's the most random hobby you had because you were bored of everything? Oh, current? Oh, I don't know about current. I don't fucking know. Oh, I got really into... I've actually recently gotten really into post-it notes in like a really weird way. I thought it would help me organize better, but now I just like sticking them on my forehead and forgetting about them and then going about my day and just people staring at me. no, I'm just kidding. Current? I don't know. What's most current hobby? I don't know. I'm about to rip my toe off later. I don't know if I would call that a hobby, more of an inconvenience. Not my toe, but my toenail, of course. but yeah. I guess that's my most current weird hobby. I'm about to rip my toenail off later today, so I'm not super excited about that. Let's see. Kiss, marry, kill, Jesus, The Rock, Rihanna. That's, well, I mean, you can't, I'm not going to kill Jesus because he already went through that once, and twice is kind of uncalled for. So I think I'll kiss Big J. I think I'll kiss him because I don't know how his marriage thing is. I'm sure he's got a lot of women in his life. So I don't want to get involved there. And I also don't want the hardcore Christians coming for me and being like, Jesus in a gay relationship? And then they're going to be in my DMs telling me to kill myself at 3 a.m. Jesus can't be gay. That wouldn't work. Actually, it would. He actually never had a kid. Jesus could be gay. Jesus might have been bi for all we know. Literally that sentence right there, somebody is now writing death threats in my Instagram DMs. They're like, you know what? This entire podcast was super funny, and then you said Jesus was bi, and now you need to kill yourself. That's not okay. That is not okay. But yeah, I'd kiss Big J for sure. I'd like a smooch from him very soon. So Big J, if you could hear me, maybe come down and give me a little smooch. And to be honest with you, I have to kill The Rock. We know how much I love The Rock, but in this scenario, it's Rihanna. So The Rock needs to die. That's just how it is. And I'm marrying Rihanna. I also love Rihanna and ASAP Rocky together. Luck everything about it. Love everything about it. Love every outfit of a child. Isn't she pregnant? Maybe not. Maybe I just made that up in my head, but I'm hoping that I did not. Dude, ASAP Rocky and Rihanna and Zendaya and Tom Holland. Dude, there's so many great celebrity couples right now that don't feel fake and or forced. And I love that. Did you ever get bullied as a kid? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. How did you think I became so funny? Because when I was little, I don't know if I've ever told this on here, I cried every single day from kindergarten until almost third grade. So that's right. The moment I stopped crying, I was like, fuck, I need to be quick on my feet. And then my vitiligo started popping out. Also got bullied for that. I mean, I guess you could call it bullying. I mean, people just like fucking made fun of it, which I never saw that as bullying in my head because I would just say shit back. You know what I'm saying? It's only bullying if it's one-sided. So I wouldn't consider that bullying at all because it wasn't one-sided. I would send it back. And that's how honestly I became so funny, because when you get fucking, when people are asking why you're fucking, why you have cum on your face and why. That's honestly my favorite one. That was always funny, you know? Because I have a little bit of the vitiligo like around my lips. And so people would be like, oh, did you not wipe the cum off your mouth this morning? And then I would just kind of sit there and I'd be like, that was a good one. That was a really good one. I can't even say anything about that. Fucking. So, yeah. But yeah, dude, you had to be quick on your feet. You know what I'm saying? So that's honestly, thank God I got bullied. You know what I'm saying? Thank God. Because if I didn't, I mean, I'm not even calling bullying. People are just making fun of me, which I saw in good fun. Like, yeah, did it hurt? At one point it did, but now, dude, oh my God, I don't care about anything, and I am funny. And that's all that matters. I would go through it all again to be funny. I would go through more to be funnier. I don't even know if that's possible to be funnier, but if it is, I would do it. Long as you love me, we could be starving, we could be homeless, we could be broke. How big is your forehead? That hurts. That hurts for sure. Let's count it. Let's look right now, actually. I only actually have a 3 head. So I actually suck my dick, but my fingers are also like twice the size of others. So maybe I have a 6 head. So maybe my fingers aren't the best form of measurement. I think I have a 3 head, but also my fingers are very fat. So I might have a 6 head. I'm not sure. Last question here. Would you rather get stung by a bee in the eyeball or bit by a snake in the dick? That's the most fucked up question. Possibly top 5 fucked up question anybody's ever asked. Would I rather get... Honestly, I think I'd rather get bit by a snake in the dick. Right? Because maybe after it bites, it goes limp and I kind of like it. Anyways, moving on. So... All right, now I'm going to make fun of a few resolutions and we're going to wrap this up. So let's see. First one here, New Year's resolutions to not lie to their therapist. I say let's lie more. I think that's a better idea. Get all of your friends to listen to my podcast. That's the greatest New Year's resolution. And I quite honestly, if that isn't all of your New Year's resolutions, then you're not a true fan. You're simply not a true fan. If this podcast does not surpass Joe Rogan on Spotify by December 31st, 2022, I'm going to murder all of you. Okay, maybe not. I'm going to be upset. Let's just stick with that. I'm going to be upset. Thoroughly upset. Next, this one. Be less of a cunt and be more pleasant. The question that I have for you is why? Why? Is it going to improve your life? Right? If it's going to only improve other people's lives, fuck other people, think about yourself. That's what I say. Stop kissing random objects when you're home alone. All right. You know, there's some things that maybe you could keep to yourself. All right. to get less UTIs in 2022. All right. All right. That's a goal. That is a goal. That's all I'm saying to that. Stop shitting in the shower. I hope that that's a joke. I really do. I really, really do. Somebody's New Year's resolution is to suck a dick. All right. Good for you. A lot of people actually. Oh, all right. Some of you didn't take this seriously, or if that is your New Year's resolution, I am available. Let's do one more. And the last one here, it says, ha ha ha, to start therapy, LOL. Same here, but I'm never going to do it. That's the podcast, people. Listen, you can now rate on Spotify. I know most of you listen on Spotify and not Apple. If you want to also leave a written review on Apple, you definitely do that. But definitely run up those Spotify numbers. We are coming for Joe Rogan's throat. So run those fuckers up. Joe Rogan, I'm coming for your fucking throat. Other than that, thank you so much for listening. Follow the podcast on Instagram at Kicking It With Kaz. Go check out my new merch, joggers, beanies, sweatshirts, the whole shebang. That link and all my links to my socials will be down in the description. And also subscribe to the YouTube channel if you want to watch the podcast as well instead of just listen. Or if you want to do both, subscribe as well. Like it on YouTube, all that good shit. Share with your friends. And other than that, we're going to end every episode like we always do with 2 claps and a Ric Flair. So give me like 2 claps and a Ric Flair. Woo! See you next week.